hit you.
Hey! Where in God's name did you learn that kind of dancing? Oh, yeah.
Dad, can I have some money to buy Bart a birthday present?
Money.
Dad, this is $110.
Oh, sorry.
That's very righteous. Funky C, Funky D will be back to lip sync another one of their hits right after this.
Hey, kids, why sit in front of the TV when you can be on the radio?
We're gonna roll this truckin' convoy across the USA. Convoy.
That could be Bart.
Throw away your bulky transmitters and broadcasting towers. The Superstar Celebrity Microphone lets you hear your voice through any AM radio.
Hey, good-looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
He's in for some loving.
It's the perfect gift for birthdays, graduations, board meetings.
You're fired.
Bart's birthday's coming up.
But order now. Supply is limited.
Limited? Do you have any of those microphones left?
Yeah, a couple.
You know, Marge, Bart's really going to like my birthday present this year. It won't be like those shoe trees I got him last year, or the shelf paper I bought him for Christmas. I'll buy his love yet.
Okay, Sideshow Mel, bring out the birthday cake. Hey, kids, while Sideshow Mel mops up, let's see the names of our crusty birthday pals for today.
All right, here comes my name. Wow, best 8 bucks I ever spent.
Walker, your grandpa's on the phone. He wants to wish you a happy birthday.
Isn't that nice? Take a message. Right now, I'm off to hit 46 local merchants for free birthday goods and services. I'm here for my free birthday sundae.
Eat it and get out.
Digital audio tape, my butt. When I was a kid, we had compact discs, and I don't recall no one complaining.
Damn right.
Sorry, Rosarita. I gotta get to my birthday party.
Farewell, Senor Bart.
Hey, good to see you. Glad you could make it. Toby, have you lost weight? Uh-oh, here comes trouble.
It's Wally! Hey, Wally! Do something funny!
Hey, later, okay? Hey, why don't you go bug your parents?
Ooh, Larry the Looter. All right, stick it to the man.
Hey there, I hear it's your birthday. How old are you?
Well, I...
That's great. Would you like us to sing you a special song?
Hell no.
You got it. Ready, Senor Beaverati?
I'm a ready, and a one, and a two.
You're the birthday, you're the birthday, you're the birthday, boy or girl.
It's a label maker. We have one at home. Before we got it, I was always finding Patty's stubble in my leg razor.
Ew.
Bart, I'll bet you think nothing's gonna top that cactus. Well, check out my present.
Next.
Bart, be polite.
Next, please.
Bart, I've noticed your birthday presents are a poor crop at best. I hope this turns the tide.
Oh, just gorgeous.
Now we can be twins.
There's only one can of beer left, and it's Bart's. Hey, boy, how's the microphone working?
Fine.
Bart! I would love to get a present like that.
Here you go. Enjoy.
Don't! Listen, boy, this is a great invention. Watch.
We got a great big convoy rocking through the night. We got a great big convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Convoy.
Dad!
Hey, good looking. We'll be back for some dinner later.
What did you say? I can't understand you with all that distortion.
Oh.
What a crappy birthday.
You know, Bart, I don't think this is such a bad present. Maybe you just shouldn't talk into it as loud as your father does. Testing. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Oh, my. Do I sound like that?
Hey, it does work.
I bet you could have a lot of fun with this. Why don't you go show your father?
Chocolate.
Oh! Chocolate. Oh! Marge! We need some more vanilla chocolate and strawberry ice cream.
I'll get some at the store tomorrow, Homer.
Chocolate.
People of Earth, this is Bartron, commander of the Martian Invasion Force. Your planet is in our hands. Resistance is useless.
We have captured your president. He was delicious.
Why, you little... Wait a minute. Does this mean you like my present?
Uh-huh.
Oh, just promise me you won't play any more practical jokes.
I promise.
Mama! Mama!
Maggie! You talked! Can you say Mama again?
Sorry, lady. Show's over.
Oh, Bart!
I dreamed I was married to Corey, and we lived on a pony farm. And Corey was always walking around with his shirt off.
Oh, brother.
Yes, Kabobble, that was uncalled for.
Bravo! Well done, old man.
Rod, Todd, this is God.
How did you get on the radio?
What do you mean, how did I get on the radio? I created the universe, stupid kids.
Forgive my brother. Will he believe you?
Talk is cheap. Perhaps a test of thy faith. Walk through the wall. I will remove it for you. Later.
What do you want from us?
I got a job for thee. Bring forth all the cookies from your kitchen and leave them on the Simpsons porch.
But those cookies belong to our parents.
Look, do you want a happy god or a vengeful god?
Happy god!
Then quit flapping your lip and make with the cookies.
Yes, sir.
Whoops.
Help! Help!
Gutman! Sounds like trouble a brewing at the old well.
Help me, please. I fell down the well.
I'll get help, laddie.
It's a little nip of courage.
Sucker. Huh? Hey, what's up?
There's some poor kid fell down a well.
Yes.
My name is Timmy O'Toole. I just turned 10 years old.
Timmy, where are your parents?
I have no family. I tried to enroll in school, but your principal Skinner turned me away because of my shabby clothes.
He's a liar.
The circumference of the well is 34 inches, so unfortunately not one member of our city's police force is slender enough to rescue the boy.
By God, man, you're a bunch of marshmallows.
Why don't you go, Chief?
Well, I'm too important.
Although the well is too dark to see the boy, Timmy has told us his foot is trapped under a rock. Thus, any attempt to pull him up would snap him like a twig. In desperation, the city is considering more unorthodox solutions.
Grasping the child firmly in his talons, Socrates here will fly him to safety. Just watch. I don't think he's coming back.
With this hook and this hunk of chocolate, I'll land your boy.
and I'll clean him for free.
Although we can't reach the boy, we can freeze him with liquid nitrogen so that future generations can rescue him.
Dear Lord, before we peel the foil back from your bounty, we ask you to watch over little Timmy O'Toole, trapped in that well. Bart, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, that Timmy is a real hero.
How do you mean, Dad?
Well, he fell down a well and can't get out.
How does that make him a hero?
Well, it's more than you did.
And finally, Channel 6's own Krusty the Clown has gathered members of the entertainment community, who normally steer clear of fashionable causes, for a video called We're Sending Our Love Down the Well.
I wanted to do something to help that boy, so I called my good friend Sting. He said, Krusty, when do you need me? I said, Thursday. He said, I'm busy Thursday. I said, what about Friday? He said, Friday's worse than Thursday. Then he said, how about Saturday? I said, fine. True story.
Yeah, I used to open for Krusty in 69. In fact, he fired me, as I recall.
Sting.
But this isn't about show business. This is about some kid down a hole or something, and we've all got to do what we can.
There's a hole in my heart, as deep as a well, for that poor little boy who's stuck halfway to hell.
Though we can't get him out, we'll do the next best thing.
We'll go on TV and sing, sing, sing.
And we're sending out a
Krusty, what are your plans for the royalties?
Well, we gotta pay for promotion, shipping, distribution. You know, those limos out back, they aren't free. Whatever's left, we throw down the well.
The authentic Timmy O'Toole baby tea. $6 a bag.
Step to the rear. Plenty of room in the back.
This is a special report from Channel 6 News.
Disturbing news from the old town well, where young Timmy O'Toole has apparently taken a turn for the worse.
It's very simple, Kent. The child is reverting to a feral or wolf-like state. Here's an artist's conception.
I was trying to gnaw my foot off, but I couldn't get through my sock. Good night, everybody.
Bart Simpson, the thought of a boy trapped in a well brought out the kindness and love of the entire community. When they find out you've been fooling them, they're going to want to cut you up with rusty razors.
Oh, yeah? And how are they going to find out?
The police will catch you sooner or later.
The police? They couldn't catch a cold.
Maybe not. But I bet you're stupid enough to have left a property of Bart Simpson label on that radio.
And Cinderella had the most beautiful gown at the ball, with 8 satin petticoats, each more delicate than the last.
I think he's asleep.
Want to get a cup of coffee?
Okay. Brave little guy.
Hey, I almost tripped over this thing.
What did I do to deserve this?
Tell us something we don't know.
No, my name is Bart Simpson.
What are you doing down there?
Look, I'll level with you. There is no Timmy O'Toole. It was just a prank I was playing on everybody.
Well, you sure fooled us, kid.
Hey, I got an idea for a prank. Let's go home and go to sleep.
Good one, Eddie.
Great job, guys. Guys?
So I'm afraid your son is trapped down the well.
You must think we're the worst parents in the world.
Yes, that's pretty much the feeling down at the station.
Don't worry, son. Just because you're trapped in a hole doesn't mean you can't live a rich and full life. I brought you your Krusty doll.
Ow! Knock it off, you bald boob!
Hey, don't make me come down there!
I'd like to see a fist.
Why, you let him?
Put a man on him.
I like the other boy. So polite.
What are you doing to save my baby boy?
Well, ma'am, we've located a piece of machinery in Shreveport, Louisiana that could pop him out lickety-split.
Well, why don't you get it?
Well, I'm afraid we've got a budget problem, Mrs. Simpson. Your boy picked a bad time to fall down a well. Had he done it at the start of the fiscal year, no problemo.
You're telling me that the city won't pay to get a boy out of a well?
Well, they would have for Timmy. People love that little guy. But your son, well, he kind of played us off for a bunch of saps.
So it seems we've all been the victims of a cruel hoax perpetrated by a 10-year-old hooligan. The time has come for finger-pointing, and most of them are squarely aimed at the boy's parents.
It's not our fault. We didn't want the boy. He was an accident.
Homer!
Could you edit that last part out?
Mr. Simpson, we're live coast to coast.
Don't!
1 + 1 + 3 = 5. Little Bart Simpson's buried alive. He's so neat, he's so sweet. Now the rats have fart to eat.
Hey, stop that! Oh, sorry, Lisa. How many days until Bart croaks? 1, 2, 3, 4.
And our new number one hit, I Do Believe We're Naked, by Funky C. Funky Doo, replaces We're Sending Our Love Down the Well, which plunges all the way down to number 97.
Ever since I called for the rescue of that Simpson lad, I have taken a lot of heat. So I am flip-flopping. I say, let him stay down there.
Hey!
Yeah, shut in here.
Now that's a story.
You an extra warm sweater you can wear while you're down in the well.
Mom, it's too big.
Don't worry, you'll grow into it.
Homer!
You know, I've done a lot of bad stuff through the years. I guess now I'm paying the price. But there's so many things I'll never get a chance to do. Smoke a cigarette, use a fake ID, shave a swear word in my hair.
That's all I can stand. I can't stand no more. I'm going to get you out of there myself.
No, we didn't I think of that.
Agnes, we've got work to do.
Brockman with a special bulletin. The Lincoln squirrel has been assassinated. We'll stay with the story all night if we have to.
What's going on?
It's an old-fashioned hole digging. By gar, it's been a while.
They're gone, Harry.
Girls! Out of the hole!
Gentlemen, this canary died of natural causes.
Back in the hole!
Sting, you look tired. Maybe you should take a rest.
Not while one of my fans needs me.
Actually, I don't know if I've ever heard Bart play one of your albums.
Shh! Marge, he's a good digger.
Sting! Mom! Dad!
Oh, Bart, I'm
missed you so much.
Man, I was so scared.
Don't worry, son. They're going to make sure no one ever falls down this well again.
That should do it.